From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Indonesia and Malaysia have agreed to provide temporary refuge for the thousands of migrants and human trafficking victims stranded at sea. The breakthrough was announced Wednesday following a meeting between the foreign ministers of Malaysia, Indonesia, and Thailand. Joe Lowry is with the International Organization for Migration.
This is extremely good news coming out of Malaysia. It means that people will be able to get to shore that we've been asking for so many days. We've been trying to encourage the governments to let people disembark safely and to give them the medical life-saving aid that they need. So now when they land, we know that we will be able to treat them on shore.
Meanwhile, Thai officials said would not commit to providing shelter for the migrants, saying instead they will provide humanitarian assistance and allow sick refugees to come to land for treatment. Italian police say they have arrested a Moroccan man suspected of involvement in the March 18th attack on a Tunisian museum that left 22 people dead. In a police conference, police told reporters Wednesday that the 22-year-old suspect was arrested in an Italian town near Milan. Anti-terrorism police made that arrest, and more details are expected later Wednesday. North Korea has abruptly canceled an invitation to the United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon to visit the state. Mr. Ban is on a five-day visit to South Korea. He said Wednesday no explanation was given for the last-minute change, and he said it was conveyed via diplomatic channels. The UN chief was planning to visit the Kaesong Industrial Complex on Thursday. That lies just north of the demilitarized zone that separates both North and South Korea. This is VOA News. Meanwhile, North Korea says it has succeeded in miniaturizing a nuclear weapon. It's an accomplishment that, if confirmed, would represent a key step toward being able to place nukes on a missile. Pyongyang has long entered the stage of miniaturizing and diversifying our means of nuclear strike. That came in a statement by the North's National Defense Commission Wednesday. However, this is not the first time that North Korea has claimed to be able to miniaturize nuclear weapons. Mark Fitzpatrick is with the International Institute for Strategic Studies.
Today's statement simply reinforces what they have said earlier. What we have today is a repetition, a strengthening, I guess, of their claim.
And now to Iran, where the supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, said Wednesday that international inspectors will not be given access to his country's scientists or military sites under any nuclear deal with world powers. He also said Iran would not give in to excessive demands. Meanwhile, talks continue Wednesday in Vienna as they are working on details of a final agreement to scale back Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. Burundi's President Pierre Nkurunziza has agreed to delay parliamentary and local elections until June 5th. Hillary Hewler reports.
Presidential spokesman Willy Nyamitwe says that the delay is at least partly a response to both domestic and international pressure.
Politicians from the opposition have asked the government to delay elections. And the second reason is that head of states from the region and the UN, the AU and EU have urged the government to delay a little elections. And the third reason is that the president got a proposal from the electoral committee.
Nyamitwe says there's been no decision on whether or not to delay presidential elections scheduled to be held June 26th. Hillary Hewler for VOA News, Nairobi.
Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko says Ukraine is in a real war with Russia and not just pro-Russia separatists. In an interview with the BBC, Mr. Poroshenko warned that he believes Russia is preparing a military offensive for which Ukrainians must be ready. Mr. Poroshenko said Saturday's capture of two Russian soldiers in eastern Ukraine is strong evidence that Russia is behind the separatist movement in the east. U.S. President Barack Obama is calling for immediate action on climate change Wednesday as the White House releases a new report on the impact of climate change on national security. Mr. Obama is scheduled to speak at a Coast Guard graduation ceremony in New London, Connecticut. According to excerpts from his speech, Mr. Obama says many of the nation's military installations on the coast are already being affected. I'm Frances Alonso.
That's the latest world news from VOA.